listener production.
Good morning, Rob McLeod with a fresh news update. A cyclone could form off the coast of Queensland this week, increasing swells and the chance of showers for the state's southeast. The system's currently making its way from the Solomon Islands, although the Weather Bureau's Livio Regano says it's likely to stay offshore.
Deepening into a tropical cyclone probably by Thursday, perhaps even Wednesday night. As we know, these things are erratic and we can't really predict them that well, but it'll take a track sort of south, get reasonably close to southeast Queensland by about Thursday, Friday, and then turn away and move off towards New Zealand.
Hazardous surf conditions could develop for the Gold Coast as the system moves south. Two serious accidents involving motorbikes on the Gold Coast overnight. A male rider in his 40s suffering significant leg injuries and abrasions after he was trapped under a vehicle in Mylor Street, Narang, just after 5:30 p.m. 3 hours later at Labrador, a female rider in her 20s was taken to Gold Coast University Hospital in a stable condition after colliding with a car at the intersection of Churn Crescent and Musgrave Avenue. More mortgage stress for Gold Coast and Tweed homeowners, with the Reserve Bank tipped to increase the cash rate again this week. A Queensland finance professor is warning the cash rate will continue to climb until there's clear signs of inflation falling. University of Southern Queensland's Dr. Tapan Sakar says all eyes will be on the budget.
I think households, and particularly they need to be very careful that how they're mainly restraining their spending. They have to really now put a brake on their spending.
In sport, the Australian Dolphins swimming squad and potential members have gathered on the Gold Coast to prepare for major swim meets in 2023. Mayor Tom Tate says they'll be using facilities at the Gold Coast Aquatic Centre, the Miami Aquatic Centre, and Griffith and Bond Unis.
Home of the Dolphins, as far as I'm concerned. And as we march towards the 2024 Olympics, I would say, please, to all the swimmers, this is your home. Keep coming back. We're going to do everything we can to support the venture.